Welcome to Peacock Plumes podcast, in which we will be discussing the new arts, fashion, and culture magazine at AUP Les Dépassants. Today, we will be talking with editors and creators of Les Dépassants, Antonio Martinez and Maddie Zarnik. To start off, how did you come up with the name Les Dépassants, or the Outsiders or Displaced People magazine?
So it was really, actually, we had a pretty long list of names that we wanted to use for the magazine. I remember we were sitting next to the Seine with a notebook just of all the names that we wanted. And most of them were very art related because we knew we wanted fashion, arts, and culture. But the one word that was kind of the outlier to all of the other names was Les Dépassants, which is, I mean, I can define it. It's a person that displaces themselves or an environment in which you are displaced, which is what we wanted to do with the magazine. But we also chose it because we thought it's a distinct representation of students at AUP as well, because when you come to AUP, you're displacing yourself and you're interacting with new things that you're maybe not familiar with, and art and culture, fashion, essentially.
And what did you feel like was kind of missing in AUP that created this niche that your magazine is now filling?
Well, I think that there are several publications at AUP, and none of them necessarily steer towards the visual arts. We have journalistic publications, we have literary magazine publications, we have more, but we don't have something that's so dedicated towards visual first art. And I think it was really important that we created this magazine to fill that niche, because it gives students a platform who are working amongst those visual media within art, within fashion, within culture, to produce their content and have a place where it can be exhibited.
What are some of your inspirations of other kinds of visual-based magazines that help you kind of create the idea for yours?
So I'm really inspired by Dazed and Confused magazine, which is a really, really great fashion culture magazine, and they also have an online platform. But essentially, my major is fashion activism, which is self-design. So I'm really into the fashion aspect of the magazine and our project. But I love how Dazed represents fashion, but also manages to tie in other parts of industries and the world and perceptions into their projects and their creations. So that's a big inspiration for me. Just, I don't know, when you hear the word fashion, a lot of people obviously associate it with frivolous things that don't really add much to society or culture, but I think that's not always the case. It's not ever the case, in my opinion.
I would personally say ID as a huge inspiration, just because I feel like they treat their content in a very intellectual way. And I also find that a lot of their artist profiles that they do, or just in general profiles on various people, are very well put together, very well thought out. But also, I guess, at the same time, I'm inspired from all the independent zines and that sort of whole scene, because I think the magazine, in a sense, sort of has that feeling and that idea of sort of taking your own work and then producing it and getting it out there any way that you can. And I think that's definitely more along the lines of our magazine.
What do you think about all of the magazines and zines that have been popping up at AUP?
So I definitely think that right now the climate at AUP is, like you said, filling niches that maybe weren't filled before. So I know that another one is Paris Atlantic that I didn't really know about before this year, but I got a copy and we were looking through it saying, oh, wow, this is really interesting, really cool. And I think that students have started, you know, these independent magazines because they're realizing, oh, maybe I didn't feel like I was as represented before, or they have like a different perspective that they want to show. So I think that's why a lot of them are cropping up right now, and I think it's really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we started this magazine with the idea of having it visual first, but of course that came from first and foremost photography and then video art on top of that. But we're also open to other mediums, and I think that the variety of publications that we do have is very beneficial, because then it also opens up the ways for collaborations between publications. So since we don't really do a lot of literary content, well, really not at all, we don't do even a lot of written content. So not a lot of articles in our magazine to begin with. We've talked about possibly forming a mutual collaboration with The Atlantic, because they also have a visual element to their magazine. We have that ability to form relationships between publications and build these relationships and have broader content.
Speaking of mediums, I know that you guys are very visually based. So what mediums do you plan to use outside of Instagram and social media?
Well, we also have our YouTube platform and our website. So YouTube obviously is for the video concepts. And something that we're really interested with our magazine is linking back to the digital aspect. So when you're flipping through the magazine or looking through Instagram, you have these other platforms like YouTube and our website that you can reference to maybe get a more in-depth feeling or idea of the visual concept that you're seeing. Because a lot of times one image maybe isn't enough. Also, I feel that Instagram is not always a place to put an entire story out. It's kind of a glimpse, but there are other platforms or places where we can flesh out those ideas and really bring more depth to the projects.
Right. I think part of the reason why we chose to split up our content over several different platforms is simply because we want to be accepting of all different types of content that could be submitted to us. And Instagram, at the end of the day, just is not the best place for an entire photo essay or an entire video piece. We decided to expand out onto the website and then, of course, carry over into a print edition. So this first semester we'll probably just go with a print edition. It'll be digital. And then we're looking to print next semester. But really the idea is that all of our channels are able to work together and contribute to different kinds of content, so that we don't just have content once a semester at a certain date just with the magazine, but we're also able to continuously exhibit work all throughout the year.
I went on your YouTube channel and I watched the two videos. So one of them is with dialogue, kind of like a spoken word, and the other one is no words and just kind of like a expression of fashion. How did the inspiration come about for those two videos?
So those two videos were created by Liana Davis, who's our video producer. For her, I mean, I can't speak specifically for her, but I know that both videos came with having a close relationship with the person that she was portraying. So the one video that she did with Evelina, I think it was just a very spontaneous kind of project where she's like, hey, let's go shoot something. I want to get this idea, this moment down in a video. So I think that inspiration was, for her, I think it's about portraying the person that she's close with, or, you know, maybe not as close with. I know she's done other work for the Peacock Plume, but her video with Harriet was definitely more focused towards Harriet's poetry, which was something that really inspired her. So I think looking at people and what they've done that inspires her and trying to target how they're coming across as an individual is what she was trying to portray in her videos.
And also you mentioned that you're going to release a print online edition. When will that come out?
So we have a rough date of December 14th at the moment. We'll see how that goes. Again, it's digital, so it's not as important that it be released on a certain date, as, you know, anybody can access it no matter where they are in the world. It's not like we have to get this in at a certain time so we can print it, but definitely that is our go-to date at the moment that we're looking towards. But we're really excited to get that going, or finished at least.
Right. So we're just focusing on a digital version this semester because it's easier. At this point, our main focus is trying to get contributors to the magazine and to get the word out there about our magazine so that we can have a successful first edition and have content to really make a great issue.
So who can contribute to the magazine? Is it open to anyone?
Yes. So anyone can contribute to the magazine. You can either choose to regularly contribute or just submit pieces every once in a while. as a freelance contributor, all you have to do is send an email to lesdepaysans@gmail.com with just some information about yourself, your name, what kind of work you're looking to submit, and if you have any questions as well. But yeah, we're open to all types of visual mediums, so not just photography and video art, but also the plastic arts as well, including painting, drawing, etc. Really any sort of visual content we're pretty much open to, and we're also very flexible as well.
Yeah, we're open to all content, but we have guidelines, as most magazines do, that so nothing with excessive drug use or, you know, anti-Semitic remarks, you know, things like that. There's definitely going to be a fair amount of vetting that goes into the process of submission. So maybe if you submit something, if it's not necessarily in the magazine, then maybe you're going to be displayed on the Instagram or the YouTube or the website. So definitely if you submit something, we'll be clear very much in the process about where we're going with this issue, what our inspiration is, if what you've submitted aligns with the vision of our magazine. And most of the time, I think it definitely will. I mean, fashion, arts, and culture can encapsulate so much. So, yeah, but definitely keep in mind the guidelines.
Right, yeah. So, essentially, those guidelines are simply there just in place because we are still a university publication. We have to keep that in mind. We're not completely independent. But at the same time, we do take the arts very seriously. We take censorship very seriously. We don't want to make that the issue, but just, again, to keep in mind that it's a university setting and an academic setting and seen by possibly people all over the world attached to AUP. So that's why we put those guidelines in. But we definitely are very committed to working with each artist and finding the best way possible to exhibit their work through any of our channels.
So I have a question specifically for Maddie. In your bio on your website, you mentioned that part of the magazine mission is to showcase the youth of Paris. So does that mean you're planning to work with the youth or students perhaps outside of AUP as well?
Yeah, definitely. So we're really interested in first the youth at AUP. So we have some projects about students or past students at AUP, but also we are interested in looking at youth outside of AUP as well, because I think AUP students, we don't always stay within the campus. We're also, you know, out in Paris experiencing, you know, actual French people. So I think that's definitely an aim of the magazine, is to get an idea of AUP students, but also how we interact with our environment. And so other people in Paris are part of our environment, and we definitely want to include their perspective and their views, their personalities, their artwork, if possible. Definitely an aim.
What is your mission for your magazine for the coming year? What do you plan on pushing out content-wise? I mean, obviously, you said you want to increase the quantity, but what do you guys want for, like, the quality?
So definitely the zine that we're pushing out and the materials that we're pushing out currently is just trying to define les dépaysons. So, you know, what we're about, the quality of the image is definitely a concern for us, and our guidelines as well. We state, you know, if you're going to submit photos, if they be raw images or, you know, high quality, if it's film, obviously we can't hold you to that same standard just because of the format. But the quality of the images that we're looking for are very high. We want it to be a very professional space for art. So obviously artistic people, you can make amazing artwork, but we also want to hold it to a standard of professionalism so that, you know, the people that work on this magazine, if you're looking to go into that field, it's something that you can take potentially to a possible employer and say, look, I worked on this with my university, and it's something you can be proud of, because our aim has always been we want to structure this in a way that looks professional, that, you know, keeps the rest of the world in mind. We're not trying to make a quote-unquote university publication in the sense that we want it to be applicable after you graduate too. So much like the peacock plume, something you can put on your resume about, you know, I worked on this, I have this experience, and have concrete examples. So,
right. So the idea is to really create a space for exhibition of the art of students and, of course, as well as, you know, Greater Paris. But moving forward, we're just really looking forward to producing content regularly. And once we get our feet on the ground and a little bit more settled, that'll probably come a little bit more easier, and people will know and submit more. But really, we just want to work on building up all of our brands, creating consistent content streams with high quality pieces as well, and as well as diversifying the different types of art that we have.
Is there anything else you want the AUP community and or more to know about your magazine?
I mean, I wouldn't say we're intimidating, but we're definitely new. So if you're looking at us and thinking, oh, I don't know, I'm not good enough, or my art doesn't align, like just submit, or just email Antonio or I and, you know, ask questions. We're open to really any art. We love art. You know, anything that you create inspires us, and we love people that are inspired and passionate and, you know, want to go after something. So don't be afraid to submit. Be curious. If you want to be a part, like, by all means, communicate with us. We're really excited to making the publication something that AUP can be proud of as well, and that we can all be a part of. So I think that's what I wanted to communicate. I don't know if you have anything else.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that, and I would probably add that, like you said, we are very dedicated to the arts. We really do want to stress that no matter what you want to exhibit, even if you might just be doing art as a hobby or as a passion project as opposed to studying fine arts here, that's still okay. We're open to everyone. We're open to all types of work, and we just want to stress that we are very committed to finding a place for everyone within Les Dépassants and focusing on really showcasing the voices of students and providing a place for their art to be shown.
Thank you both so much. Thank you, Lila, for hosting with me. I look forward to reading your print publication when it comes out.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.